Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
While she was on her date, she realized the dude that she's going out with has a girlfriend and decided to try to find the girlfriend and bust this guy almost while she was still on the same date. So it's a TikToker. Her name is Caitlin. And she's telling this story of her being out with this dude. And she realizes, she looks at his phone, he's got a screenshot of his girlfriend, and when the girlfriend calls, he puts the phone down, face down, so she can't see. So she's obviously clearly tipped off.
If you were from Salt Lake City, Utah, and your name starts with a V, and you're dating a guy or married to a guy named Jonathan, he is cheating on you, and I just went on a date with him. And his screensaver is you, and you called him twice, and your name is V on his contact name with two pink hearts. So, stay safe out there.
they're in Utah. They're definitely married.
So she literally is saying, like, I don't know who this guy is, but if you're in Salt Lake and you have a boyfriend and your first name starts with a V, just want to let you know I was just out with your boyfriend.
Doing the Lord's work, right?
So she continues to explain how she even found out.
V did call. I didn't realize it was her at the beginning. I just saw like a flash, like someone was calling him, and he turns off his phone and sets it down and goes, sorry, and we just went right back to our conversation. Towards our end of our date, he ends up going to the bathroom and he leaves his phone and he gets a phone call from V. When people call, their contact picture shows up, so I know exactly what V looks like, and girl, let me tell you that you are beautiful and you were doing charity work over here. As soon as her call was done, it went back to his screensaver and it was another picture of her.
So she asked people in Salt Lake to start looking for V, right? And it starts to go viral in Salt Lake City. And then she posts a follow-up TikTok.
It is 2 a.m. I just got off the phone with her. This has been such a roller coaster of emotions. She wants to stay 100% anonymous because she has not told her family yet. And her real name is not V, it's a nickname, but his real name is not Jonathan either. They've been together for almost 3 years. He was talking about proposing, and this is not the first time that any of this has happened. So he's cheated on her in the past, and he used a fake name, fake number, fake literally everything. And the only reason she found out was because she found, like, the phone number app. He did use another fake name, fake everything with me, because we were today on my live, everyone who participated, like, we were Googling the crap out of him. I looked on Cash App, Venmo. We looked up on Facebook. We were looking absolutely everywhere, but it just, he doesn't really exist. None of her family knows that he cheated on her in the past, and the only person who knew was her cousin, who actually saw my video and was the one that sent it to her, and it matched the description and everything. So that's when she DM'd me on Instagram and sent a picture of her and him, and this is where I confirmed that it was them.
So
she's extremely devastated, but she said that she's doing a lot better than she thought she would be because she's just been mentally preparing herself for this for the past year because of his past actions.
So to make a long story short, they found this dude. They found her. They talked. Now they're broken up.
Oh, never doubt a woman who's on a mission.
That's a horrible way to find out. I feel for that woman.
Seriously, though, man, it is a lot harder to cheat now than it used to be. You got a digital footprint everywhere now, man. Just don't even try it. All right, so that's a-hole number one, the dude that was cheating. A-hole number two today, though. All he wants to do is give her a teddy bear, but a bit of it with a twist.
I'm a 33-year-old male, and I have a female wife who's 31, and we just had our daughter, our first child, 3 months ago. My family has a tradition where the firstborn will get a special stuffed animal. I got one from my mother when I was born, who got one from her mother, who got one from her father, and so on and so on. The reason that it's special is because the stuffing is made from their parents' hair. The way it works is that once a child is old enough to start getting their hair cut, their parent will save as much of that hair as they can. When that child becomes a parent themselves, the new grandparent will use the saved hair to make a stuffed animal to give to the baby. The hair in the toy represents the new parent's connection to the child and is a tangible measure that shows that they'll always be close by. The care taken by the new grandparent in collecting the hair over the years and using it to make the toy represents the child's connection to its family history and is a tangible measure that shows the extended family that will always support them. In short, the stuffed animal is a way of connecting the new life to their new family.
And it's the hair's on the inside.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think so.
I'm just making sure.
Well.
Yeah. Or attach it south of the belt.
Yeah, it's got extensions.
Got like a toupee going on. Just making sure so hair is in the stuffing on the inside. Got it.
After my daughter was born, my mother spent a lot of time making a stuffed bear from scratch to fill with my childhood hair. She just finished last week. Since my leave from work is just about over, I was excited to give my daughter the bear and share the tradition with my wife. I thought she would think it was sweet, but instead, she blew up at me. Instead of liking the bear, my wife said it was gross and disgusting and that she wouldn't have it around her daughter. I told her that it's our daughter, not hers, and that there's nothing disgusting about my family's tradition. She said it was unhygienic. I told her that it's not. The hair is clean and well-preserved. We argued, and eventually she said that if I ever put that thing near her daughter, that she would throw it in the trash. I was shocked. This is something that represents decades of my mother's work and planning and generations of my family's history. I told my wife that if she is so cruel and callous about something that means so much to me and my family, then she's not the person I thought she was. She called my family's tradition weird and culty. Culty, like a cult.
No, yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know what to do. I didn't think my wife was this kind of person. I told my mother about the fight, and now she's feuding with my wife also. My wife then got her family involved before calling me some vulgar names. But am I really an a-hole for wanting to give my special girl her special bear?
I wouldn't do it, but I don't think it's really creepy.
I don't either.
Uh-huh. I don't. I think the wife here's out of hand.
Yeah, her harsh words were out of line. Like the way, like this is obviously something very important to this family. We all don't do this. Obviously, I can tell by everybody's faces when we're talking about the bear hair. This is not something that we do. But as far as calling it creepy and culty, yeah, she's being like, she's being way harsh.
Over the top.
Yeah, I think she's doing a little too much. I mean, I get the opinion of it. I think it's weird. I certainly wouldn't do it. But to say you would throw it away and call it culty, that's a bit harsh.
Right. The reaction is so jarring. This is literally just a stuffed animal bear. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not that serious, Karen. And it's not like the hair's on the outside. Mm-hmm. If it was on the outside, I'd be like, that's a little weird. But you're never gonna see this hair. If you didn't specify the fact that there's a child's hair in the bear, nobody else would know.
Wifey the a-hole hair.
Wifey the a-hole.
So to me, it sounds like wifey is having some postpartum issues, because this I resonated with. It sounds like she's become a germaphobe. And when you're that germaphobic around your kids, it's rooted in fear and you get really angry and you're like, get it away, because it's protective mama bear mode and it might be irrational. But I remember thinking, like, I remember if one of Hazel's onesies or stuffed animal touched the floor once, it had to be rewashed. Like, I was so in my postpartum depression, anxiety, like it wasn't normal. So those are the vibes I'm getting here. So I am going to say,
we don't know that though. You're making up details.
I'm coming to a conclusion, because her reaction is so unhinged.
Mm-hmm. So visceral.
Yeah, you should just be like, ew, that's kind of weird, but okay. But if she thinks it's unhygienic and then she doesn't want that near her daughter and she's going to throw it in the trash, that kind of visceral reaction is her going into what she thinks is protection mode. So I'm going to go, but she's still the a-hole, but okay. She has an excuse.
An a-hole with an excuse.
The Burt Show.